Welcome back to another season of Scoop with a Soup. I'm Christy Martin, Superintendent of Washington Local Schools. Each episode, we'll sit down with guests from across our district to share updates, highlight events, and give you a behind-the-scenes look at the changes and successes shaping our district. This is the place to get the real scoop from the soup.
Hello, today I am here with some special guests. I'm going to have them introduce themselves.
My name is Mr. Peters.
And Mr. Peters, what do you do here at Whitmer High School?
I'm a teacher, an assistant varsity basketball coach, and one of my most favorite things is I get to be in charge of a wonderful group of young leaders in our building called the Panther Commanders.
Great, and that's what our topic is today. Would you, Panther Commanders, please introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Riley Marks, one of the Commanders.
And I'm Colin Lawrence, also a Commander.
Well, welcome, and thank you for being on the podcast.
Thank you.
First of all, what is a Panther Commander? Who can answer that for us?
Honestly, just like the most like spirited in like our class, and like I think everyone like waits for senior year to like be like spirited and like at the front of like the student section and supporting for like all of our teams and stuff. So like we're just kind of like the face of that and like behind the scenes and stuff, like working like every Thursday we're doing the banner paintings and like getting the student section hype each Friday night and stuff. So
you have to be a senior to be a Panther Commander.
Yes,
it's
correct.
A rite of passage. When you get to be a senior, you can consider that.
Yes.
Colin, how's it different from maybe Secret Spirits? People hear about that and have known about Secret Spirits for many years.
I feel like Secret Spirit, you don't know who any of them truly are, and it's all behind the scenes, and you don't find out till the end of the year. But with Panther Commanders, we're more the face of everything. Like when the student sections are being ran, you'll see all of us in the front getting everyone hype and energetic.
What time do you get to those football games on Friday night to get the fence? I know that's really important. Yeah. So what time are you there?
Pretty early. Like we're there at like 5:15 in Mr. Peters' classroom getting everything ready, and we walk out to the field with him. And we're the first ones in the stands.
So you're definitely super fans when you're there that early.
And sometimes they're all on time.
Oh, yeah.
I bet if they're not, somebody saves a spot for them. But it's hard to get up that fence. I do know that. So how are, maybe Mr. Peters, you can answer, how are Panther Commanders chosen?
So at the end of junior year, we put out like an interest form, and then they'll fill out some information on the Google form. Just ideas for themes, any of their social media handles, stuff like that. So we start that end of junior year. And once that closes, then we contact them, and then they do like a video or maybe a collage of some sort that then shows their school spirit and how they'll, how far they may go to show how much they love Whitmer and Washington Local. And that's kind of what will really separate people, because you'll find out some people are maybe a little bit more shy than what they thought, and they don't really want to put themselves out there. And obviously, we're looking for the kids who don't mind being a little goofy and having fun to really show their love and passion.
So it's like a video audition, basically.
Yeah, that's what it's kind of evolved into. I don't know if it was always that way, but yeah, it evolved into that. And I think that's how people just kind of take it up to that next level, by making those videos. And you know, they put in a lot of time. You know, we've had students that have gone to every school in our league. And
I was going to ask, what's a unique situation or a unique video that somebody did to be a Panther Commander?
Yeah, so the ones that are my favorite are when they'll go out in public and they'll be at the mall, or they'll be at Walmart or Target or something, and they'll go in there and they'll make just random community members have an answer. It's like, what's the best school in Toledo? And the only answer that they can give is Whitmer Panthers, and then they cheer, and then they act goofy in the store, and they get the employees to do stuff with them. So, you know, I think they have fun with it, and it's, you know, it's fun for me too.
I expect you guys, other than being full of energy and spirited, what are some of the requirements to be a Panther Commander?
Honestly, like, one, not being afraid, like having that personality, just like do whatever, and like being good examples. Because like even like as I remember, like as an eighth grader, like we were just like, that's gonna be us one day as a commander. So like you have to be that example for like the underclassmen and stuff. And yeah, just having that like not caring attitude, like you're showing your school spirit and showing that this is what you want to do and stuff.
You mentioned some responsibilities that, you know, other than being out there in the fence, but you talked about you're in his class, you're making mm-hmm. banners. Talk about some of those behind the scene things.
So last week for BCSN, we had to make a bunch of posters because we got to stand behind them, and all day in class in construction, I was making posters with the football players.
While you were learning construction techniques, yeah. right? You were measuring and pounding nails and all those things. Yeah. Yes, great.
Well, I'm glad he didn't say he was in my class.
So why is, obviously you both are smiling, I mean, when you came in you're smiling. Why is this fun? Like, tell me why this is fun to you on your, in your senior years. You spent a lot of time, not just during your class time, but outside of the school doing this.
Yeah, honestly, like, my favorite 2 days of the week are, like, the Thursdays and Fridays. The Thursdays when we're with all of us getting ready in Mr. Peters' class, and, like, the football games, like, there's nothing better than a Friday night football game, honestly. So that's just, like, the fun part of it, and it's, like, this is our last year, so, like, making every moment count and everything.
Just the excitement, looking forward to every Friday night, getting to go cheer on your team. The themes for the student sections are always so fun to dress up for, and just being there with everyone cheering on our football team.
I'm glad you brought up the themes. Who chooses? I mean, a lot of times there's a theme out there and people think it's a great theme or not a great theme. Who chooses those themes?
You got it.
So at the beginning of the year, all the Panther Commanders came together before the school year started. And we had a meeting with Mr. Peters. And we had the decision to either choose all our themes all at once or every week we would choose a different theme. And this year we chose to choose all of them for each week. And we try to choose fun themes, but also themes that will make our student section look good. So I think we did pretty good this year.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I think a lot of times they think, like, the principal picked the themes, and it's certainly just not how that happens. So, I mean, Mr. Bill's a great guy, but I don't think he is getting into the themes. That's all very student-driven, obviously with some guidance from Mr. Peters, but it's nice to see the themes, and you guys are very creative with those. So, any advice? You know, your senior year, you're going to leave this senior year, and there's going to be other students that want to be Panther Commanders next year. What advice would you give to those students?
Honestly, just make every moment count, because, like, you only have this, like, high school is only once in a lifetime experience. So just don't be afraid to just, like, be embarrassed or, like, be goofy or, like I talked at the pep assembly. I would have never expected myself to do that, but it was fun. Like, just do everything you can, honestly.
I would say try to keep everyone involved, because when someone feels like they're involved and they're doing something, it makes them feel important. And then once everyone's doing stuff in your student section, it makes it way better.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very good advice. You'll transition eventually to basketball. I know we talk a lot about football on Friday nights. What does it look like during basketball season?
I feel basketball games are also very fun. Yeah. And we won't have themes for every game because it's more different. It's not like only Friday nights. But bigger games, we're going to try to have good student sections and have fun.
Okay. Do you
have an answer? I even think basketball games are almost fun because, like, you're, like, right there with them, and then, like, it's fast-paced and stuff. And Mr. Fleming said they're putting in, like, railings. I think that would be a good addition to, like, the student section and stuff.
Yeah, sometimes people get a little too excited and they kind of slowly get out of the floor. So we have some railings just to kind of keep
and, like,
people back.
And standing up will be better behind those and stuff.
It's like your fence on the front.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, yeah.
Perfect. One question that I ask everybody that's on the podcast is, why Washington Local? Like, what's your favorite thing about Washington Local? I guess we'll start with Mr. Peters. He's been here a few years now. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite thing about Washington Local?
Well, for me, it's two things. I've lived in the community for 25 years, and being a part of the community and seeing how much passion and pride is in this community, it makes work not seem like work, because I feel lucky to be here. And so just to see how grandparents went here and they're proud that their grandchildren go here, it makes me proud to be a part of it. So that's me from being a boring adult side of it, but the fun kid part of me that is still thinks that sometimes I'm in high school, it's being with these guys. They make me feel young. They make me, you know, sometimes they stress me out a little bit, but that's what they do best. That's what my son does. But just being around them, they're great kids. They're great leaders for our school, and it inspires me to try to work harder.
I appreciate that. All right.
Yeah, I agree. It's very, like, family-based. Like, both my parents met here. They're high school sweethearts from here. And, yeah, like, it's just, like, one big community.
Did you go to Washington Local your whole career?
Since first grade,
okay.
Yes.
Great. And what elementary did you go to?
McGregor.
All right.
Yep, me and Colin met at McGregor, actually.
Oh, that's funny.
Yep.
Oh. Colin?
Mine would probably have to be just, I love the community, but this year especially, just being involved in the school and being able to talk to everything about, like, Friday nights, basketball games, everything that's going to be for the season, and everyone just getting along to bond over school events and stuff like that.
Good. And this is something you can put on an application or a resume, because really there's a lot of time commitment with the Panther Commanders, and I think it will help you now, but it, like you talked about confidence and speaking mm-hmm. in public, and there's a lot that goes into it. We're happy that you do it and really bring that to our district and our community. So thank you for your work, and thank you, Mr. Peters. I appreciate anything else you guys want to share before we...
Just don't be afraid of mm-hmm. embarrassment.
Yeah. Go Panthers.
Go yep. Panthers. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Scoop with a Souk, where we discuss all things Washington local. Don't forget to subscribe and join us next time for more stories, updates, and voices from around the district. Until next time, go Panthers!